This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is a good one, Hugh. This is a good one. It sets the stage, the spirit for the day.
It's an old-ass song,
Joe. It is. That's a good one. Oldie but a goodie. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillia. We are broadcasting from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP Parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyotas. Coming up at 12:10, we will go live to Devin Caney and Elliott Shore Parks, live on the scene. Hugh, this place is packed. The players and the coaches, they're on their way up broad, down broad, as we get ready for what should be an awesome afternoon here with the speeches at the Art Museum. And we have this is the coolest view we got up here. Like,
yeah.
I didn't know what this would be like when they told us we were going to be here today and have the opportunity to be here. And it's a privilege to be here, Hugh. But just being able to see everyone, and then we'll see the players as they arrive. This is a really cool moment.
Hey, no question about it, man. And to be here and to be in this moment with all these Eagles fans, I think somebody touched on it earlier today. There's a lot of jerseys, a lot of diversity in the jerseys that people are wearing here, man. And it's not just the players that were actually in the Super Bowl. It's people's favorite Eagles players. I see a lot of Reggie White's, Jerome Brown's.
Yep. I think DeCameron was wearing a Jerome Brown this morning.
Yeah, man. It's one of those things where Philadelphia is a very unique place, man. And it's one of those places where the fans love their eras and they love their football team. And it's just unique. I can't say enough about being back here in Philadelphia and being a part of this. This is awesome.
Yeah, well, the love for the Eagles is just it's unlike anything.
It's unmatched
anywhere. Yeah, and you see it at days like this. You know, I remember watching, because I was on at night, Hugh, 7 years ago. So I wasn't at the parade. I did my show with Chickies like after the night show. But I just remember watching that and seeing it, and that was the first one. But this one almost feels like that one was about all the people and the players of the past.
That was finally
this one is more like a celebration of the team and the franchise and what they've become.
I feel like it's the beginning of something special.
Yeah,
you know, because there was a lot of, like, I mean, you know, not harping on the past or not harping on the way the season went, but there's a lot of angst, a lot of doubt with some of the players on this squad, and they were able to pull it out, man. And Jalen played his best Sunday, and he did it the other time when he played in the Super Bowl. Just didn't get it done. Finished the job this time.
Yeah, he did.
Screensaver changed.
They have. And Hugh, you mentioned how there's jerseys of all these players. You know what I think about? I think about Howie. I mean, we talk about people you're happy for and doubted. Hugh, I find it so ironic that Howie Roseman, for the first whatever years of his career, everyone said he's not a football guy. You know what he's really good at doing? Putting football teams together.
He's good at that, and he's good at crunching numbers.
Yep.
He's good at crunching
numbers.
Well,
he can find the good players, but then it's two parts of it. Find them and then keep them together.
And you know what else? The thing that I don't know this for sure because I didn't play when Howie was the guy making the decisions.
Yep.
But it seems like he's very personable. when it comes to these players. He's down there in the locker room. They know Howie. Howie's not in his ivory tower making decisions and not actually caring about these guys. Feels like he cares about them. And, you know, if you talk to a lot of GMs in the NFL, that's something that a lot of guys really don't want to do.
So we were talking earlier about how the team evolved, players, coaches, right? I think Howie evolved too, because, you know, back to when you played, right? It seemed like when Joe Banner was here and Howie was part of that, but he wasn't in charge. Didn't it feel like the Eagles had almost like a it felt like almost a hard line. You got to a certain age, or you were paid a certain amount.
It was time to go.
But that changed here. I mean, think about, like, do you think Brandon Graham would have stuck around as long as he has in your era?
I don't think so. You know, and it's you're a little envious of that, because Brandon had meant so much to this organization that Brandon gets to leave on his own terms. Brandon has a conversation with the team where it's like, hey, if they want me, if they'll have me, I'll be here. Think about Joe Banner being here and say, hey, I want to be an Eagle. Well, I don't know what to tell you. We're not about to pay you. That's kind of how it was. You know, and I tell you, to a man, that hurts. Because when you think about the family aspect and the way that they would preach family all the time, and then when it came down to getting what you felt you were worth, there wasn't even a conversation to be had. You know, and it feels good that, you know, everybody learns from the mistakes that they made. And it feels good to see that that's not the case with this organization and the way that they've evolved. You know, in the way, and I'll even say it, the way that they embrace the older guys. The fact that we are allowed, like, hell, I haven't played in about 20 years, but I can still go down to the NovaCare complex. I'm not locked out. You know, that's a special feeling, man. It really, really is. To be able to go home and go somewhere where you spent a lot of your time and you've broken your body for. So, yeah, that's a great feeling to see these guys be able to be a part of that and this organization grow. And it's really a family now.
Yeah, and look, they figured it out. They got the formula down for how to do this. And that's why I think there's a sense here. You said this at the beginning. Like, I don't know how many more of these we're going to have, but there's certainly a chance to have more of them because of what they've done. Let's go to the phones. Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Ken, we're doing great. It is a special day. What's on your mind?
It certainly is. I'm hoping to avoid any ambiguity with this call today. So,
well, on this show, we have a lot of that. What was the word, Hugh? How'd you say it?
Ambiguity.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, Ken, that word was kicking my ass.
I like yours better, Hugh. I like yours better. this is such a great day, obviously. And Elliot, congratulations for him, you know, finding probably the only two drunk people on the street there a few minutes ago.
That's why we sent him out. We knew he could do it.
Sober people, I should say. He's easy to find because he's probably the only one down there celebrating, drinking Prosecco and eating dried figs. So, but, you know, this does feel like a coronation. It feels like a validation of how great this franchise is. I guess, you know, when you kind of look back in hindsight, maybe we did give Joe Douglas a little bit too much credit for that 2017 team. You know, when he left, we thought that was the end of our days as a contender. And, you know, Joe Douglas, good guy, but unemployed.
You're right. And he left, and he couldn't win when he left. So it's a good point.
And I really want to hear Nick today. I really want to hear what Nick has to say. Because to me, this is, you know, I've been keeping receipts for a couple of years. This is not the week for me to start cashing them in. That day will come. But it's amazing how many callers I've heard in the last week talk about they always knew. Like, I've always been behind Nick. They must not have been getting the phone number that you guys put out every few minutes when they were listening for the last couple of years, because I didn't hear many of them. So this is just a great validation of Nick. It's a great validation of Howie. It's a great validation of Jalen. And, you know, when we look back on this, you know, I think we might get a few gold jackets out of this. And we're going to look back on it as, you know, the golden era of this franchise in more than one way. So it's just, I hope everybody enjoys themselves safely. I hope they don't tear down any light poles. And I just can't wait to hear who gives the most memorable speech today. And you know, God bless everybody.
Yeah, Ken, we appreciate it. Yeah, so in terms of the light poles, it seems like people are pretty well behaved so far down there.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I think everybody's just kind of drinking.
Enjoying themselves.
And like hanging out. And there people look like they're still filing in. So I don't think there's going to be any light poles climbing right now.
Not right now. Maybe later.
Maybe later on tonight. Yeah, but not
is,
right now.
It is a Friday, Hugh, which adds to the element in this.
It's, it is Valentine's
there's no,
Day.
There's that. There's no work tomorrow. It's a Friday, so we have that. Let's go to Tracy in Berks County. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Tracy, we're doing great. How are you feeling?
I'm at the rail on Spring Garden at the end by the Art Museum. I have a great spot.
I could hear the atmosphere with your call. So, who are you happiest for today?
Who am I happiest for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just have to say our Eagles Nation. You want me to say a specific person?
Well, whoever right? you're happy for, it's up to you.
Say who you're happy for.
Well, I'm really happy to be here, number one, and I'm just really happy that. Everybody's happy all around me. Everybody has a big cheer for you guys. Everybody ready?
She got a nice little boy.
Now that's a phone call. Tracy, enjoy yourself.
You know what, Joe? I'm surprised. Yep. Like, this didn't go like I thought it was going to go.
What do you mean?
I didn't think that anybody would be listening to us, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, the Odyssey app.
I forgot about the Audacity app.
Yeah, you got the Odyssey app. People are downloading. They're listening to us.
Yes, at the parade.
Yeah.
That's pretty
cool.
Well,
because if you're there, right, you kind of cut off from you watching or listening. Like, what is happening, right? Like, so yeah. I have pride that we get to be the soundtrack to this. We get to help people.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was going to be the case, but I want to say real quick thank you to everybody that's listening to us on the Odyssey app right now, because I didn't think that with everything going on, that would be the case. But thank you. Thank you for calling in from the parade. And more people call in from the parade.
Yeah,
man,
absolutely.
I think that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah,
Tell us from your vantage point. What do you see from your vantage point?
It is awesome. Because you're right here. When you hear, like, there's going to be a million people here, the first thought we have is, well, that means
nobody's listening to us.
Right, a million people are not listening today. But you can. And I know a lot of people are. 215-592-9494 to join us and talk about a special, special day for the Philadelphia Eagles, for the franchise, for the fan base. And, you know, Ken brought up their validation for a lot of people. It is. I mean, last time it was, too. I mean, last time they were the underdogs and Jason Kelce's speech. But this time there's a lot of that, too, because a lot of these people were not expected. And you know what? Ken was mentioning how a lot of people maybe are pretending now they're on board the whole time with every single person. It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but yeah, and you know what?
That's what everybody does.
It's also okay that you weren't, because fandom, we pretend it's this thing where you always know, but you don't, right? I think we all have certain people that we feel strongly about. Like I always had his back.
Yeah.
But there are plenty of people on every team in the city that you doubt, and if they come through, it's like, I'm happy to be wrong. I'm thrilled that Nick Sirianni is a Super Bowl winning coach, because I can admit I often didn't think he was, but watching that the other night, the mic'd up when he told Kellen Moore, let's go for the kill shot, and then they hit it, that was awesome. He evolved and he's a champion now.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And they become better for it, man. They've learned each other, man. And listen, as a fan, don't feel bad if at some point during the season you didn't believe. You know, because that happens to everybody's fan base.
Yes.
You know, you get those cats that, oh, I always believe I'm going to die hard. Man, you're lying. And I'm going to tell you to a man, like, being at this station for as long as we have, I might not remember names, but I remember voices. And there's a lot of people that were calling in. They wanted Nick Sirianni's head on a platter.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden when they won the Super Bowl, the same cat saying that I never had a doubt. So don't feel bad about being a fan and feeling wishy-washy at times. That's what being a fan is. It's short for fanatic.
Yeah, your emotions are all over the place. Yeah. And today our emotions are all in one place. Excitement and I think a lot of pride out there for this football team, for the franchise, for the city. And what everyone gets to celebrate today. All right, let's go down to Elliott Shore Parks and Devin Caney. They are live with us, setting the scene on parade day. Devin, Elliott, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing? Man, I'm jealous. I hear you're partaking. Like what's going on? We don't get to partake down here.
Wait. What do you mean partaking?
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are having a fun time up there.
Well, it's a party. I mean, what are we? Yeah.
Oh, y'all talk, yeah. They talking now? They talking to us now?
They're live with us, yeah.
Oh, hey, everybody.
All right. I wasn't sure if any flying beers were making it all the way up.
That was focused. That was focused. So what is the atmosphere like down there, guys? What are you seeing?
Well, let me tell you, the last time we talked to you, people were waiting. People had been camped out, and they were waiting for the party to begin. The party has officially started down here at the Art Museum steps. The steps are absolutely filled with people. Fans are dancing. The DJ has started. We already got Blow the Whistle. We got some DMX, some Party in the USA, obviously an all-time banger. So we got all types of good music playing on down here. And it is a true, true celebration now. The vibe could not be better. They're ready for the players to get here and celebrate that Super Bowl.
Devin, when you think about what it's going to be like at, you know, around 2 o'clock when they get to the Art Museum steps, I know you guys were around the team a lot, and yesterday they spoke. Who are you expecting? Like, if you had a guess, who's going to give a speech today and who might give a good speech today? Who comes to mind?
Yeah, so I've actually thought about this quite a bit, guys, and I asked some of the players when we were in the locker room yesterday. So I think the obvious answer, at least for me, is Jordan Mailata, because he's one of the funniest Eagles. He's always one to talk to media, and I just think he would send a really good message. But I asked him yesterday, and he's like, no, actually, I'm not one to talk, which is frankly not true. Yeah, that was my exact reaction, Elliot. And he's like, no, seriously, unless I get some liquid courage, perhaps, which, you know, we assume will likely happen. He said he had no plans to get up on the podium. I think Landon Dickerson is a really good sleeper pick to give the most epic speech of the day, because I think we've all heard his mic'd up, you know, pregame speeches that he gives to the team. I think he could be the closest to the Jason Kelsey-esque iconic speech from 2018. But guys, I'm really looking forward to CJ GJ. I'm a little bit scared, but hopefully, you know, Kyle's got his hand, or whoever's producing will have his hand on that dump button. Yeah. I mean, we know that CJ Gardner-Johnson is not a shy guy. He's going to be electric up there. And I know that he is one that I believe is set to speak. So he's probably one I'm most excited for. And Sirianni, of course.
Yeah, it's not often the head coach you think of in these settings, because they're usually pretty buttoned up. But Nick's personality is pretty fit for this right. kind of setting. Right. I think he'll be great. And I agree with you. Yeah, whoever it is back there in our studio and every TV producer across America has to be ready for seeing JGJ.
Yeah, it's going to be some cuss words dropped today.
And I'll say this, like, the players can think whatever they want when they're in the locker room yesterday, when they were at the beginning of the parade. I'm telling you right now, when they get down here and see the emotion from these fans and the sea of green they're going to look out on, the podium's about halfway up the Art Museum steps. When they look down onto the parkway, all they'll see, I know you guys are getting a preview of it, of those fans. So while Jordan Mailata might say he's not a big talker, and I'm sure they're, you know, they have little notes on what they're going to say, those notes are out the window when you're on the bus for 3 hours and you see these fans. I can't describe to you the euphoria of the feeling down here from all the fans. So whenever they get up on that stage, my guess is their plan is going to change.
Yeah, the buzz will take over and maybe more ways than one. Guys, we appreciate you guys joining us again. We'll check in soon. Elliot and Devin live with us from the parade. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington is up, and then we got to check in with Buzz again. Buzz is, you know, Buzz on Broad. We're trying to find where he is and what he's up to these days. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
How are we doing, Jeff? What are you feeling right now?
Well, I'm not at the parade, but I was at the 2018 parade, and I know exactly what it feels like. It was years and years of culmination of being a fan, and you actually get to be there up close. My daughter and I went. We were on the northeast corner of Broad and Washington. We spent the night at a cousin's house, so we didn't have to drive, you know, during the parade. It was awesome, man. I mean, just the sea of people is just insane to me. Like, I cannot comprehend 1.5 to 2 million people, you know, in the city, out on the street at one time.
Yeah, it's an enormous amount of people. But, you know, Hugh, as we look down, it's just there's just a sea of green. It's tough to even pick out people. It's just a sea of – I just see people wearing green everywhere.
Yeah, and people are, like, taking pictures of where we are. But it's like, dude, I can't find you. There's so many people here right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'll say this. Validation dogs hunt, too. So I'm hoping that Nick and Jalen – I don't really want them to go at people, but I think they really they're really going to speak their mind today. And maybe CJ, DJ, I don't know. I would love to hear that. It's going to be exciting either way. You're gonna have to get that dump button ready, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, we're used to it. It happened 7 years ago. It was Kelsey then. But I think I agree with Devin and Jeff. Appreciate it. Dick Dickerson, Hugh, and you got to know him a little bit in the Players Lounge. Landon strikes me as someone.
A matter of fact kind of guy.
Yep,
man. And
he's funny. He's got that dry sense of humor. And then we also, like Devin mentioned, we saw those mic'd up with him before the games. When he gets fired up, it's like, because he seems pretty reserved and like down to earth, laid back. But he gets fired up. There's like an animal inside there.
Yeah, no question about that, man. I want to see that. And as far as going after people, I don't mind that today. I mean,
today?
Well, I don't mind him going after people today because there's a lot said about this football team, you know, and there was a lot of doubt about this football team. They proved everybody wrong. And they did it all year long, you know. And it's funny because I'm thinking back on it when A.J. Brown said something about, you know, never satisfied.
Yep.
Thinking through it this season, they only lost, what, three games this year?
Three games and one after the month of September.
Yes. To lose three games and be as scrutinized as they were by a lot of people, I get that aspect of it. I do. And if they feel like getting their one-ups or comeuppance or whatever you want to call it, then I don't have a problem with that because the day is the day for it.
So it's interesting you brought that up. They only lost three games. Hugh, earlier there's a big screen down there, right? And they had they were playing the broadcast of the Super Bowl. And as we walked in this morning, I heard whatever part of the game was on, but I heard Kevin Burkhardt on the broadcast say that the Eagles are 15-1 since their bye. Isn't that incredible when you think of it like that? Like 15-1 is what the old 16-game season is. If you go 15-1, you're an all-time team. And from the end of September, they were 15-1. And Hugh, with that one loss, Jalen got knocked out of. Like, they were this close to, over the course of 5 months, basically being perfect.
Yeah, and you know what? Now that you think back on it, and every week that they won games, we complained about the quarterback.
We're like, well. Yeah,
and, you know, we complain about the quarterback, man. And because we couldn't see the forest for the trees. And not only that, there were friends of mine that complained about the quarterback that are Eagles fans that used to talk about, well, I don't know because he's this and this and that, but he was winning games. It was ugly, no question about it. And Saquon was a big part of that, and he acknowledged that. But, man, as long as you're winning football games, that's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, no, it is. Let's go to Dominic in Cherry Hill. What's up, Dominic?
Yo, guys, how's it going, man?
What's up, Dominic?
Wow, very emotional day, man, for me. I mean, I was at the last parade. I didn't go today. I'm watching it on the TV with my four kids, man. So the last time the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I did not have any kids. This Super Bowl, I got four kids.
Well, you got four in 8 years.
It's unreal, man. And all four of them know the fight's sung by heart. We're singing it, watching it on the TV. I have a lot of emotions. I just want to say thank you to you guys with all your coverage this year, the debates, the topics, everything has been such – it's all part of the ride, man. It's all part of the ride. And just shout out to, you know, Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, Nick Sirianni. This team is the best team I have ever seen in my life. And I will tell you this, they just got four new fans that are ready to embrace this run and this dynasty that's about to happen.
Well, Dominic, I'm sure you speak for a lot of, you know, parents of young kids. Yeah, my kids are 10 and 7, and like they think the Eagles are just going to do this all the time, and they've seen two Super Bowl runs, and yeah, it's they're becoming that though. They're becoming one of those teams, Dominic. We appreciate it that you expect to win all the time. 215-592-9494. All right, we're gonna check in. Buzz on Broad. Where is Buzz on Broad Street? Who is he talking to now? We'll check in with him, his update on what he's seeing, your phone calls. Who are you happiest for as we get set for the speeches? The parade is making its way down. The Art Museum is ready. The Eagles will be here soon, and we can't wait to hear what these guys have to say as they celebrate with everyone a championship. 215-592-9494. Broadcasting live from the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia's Hotel. WIP's parade coverage brought to you by your local Tri-State Toyota dealers on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon, specifically Hatfield bacon. It's packed with flavor, sizzles to perfection, and it's just good. And when it comes in so many delicious varieties like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon, thick cut, extra thick cut, and even maple brown sugar for that sweet savory kick, you gotta love bacon, man. I remember one time I got in trouble when I was in the station in Atlanta for frying bacon on the air, but I didn't care. So guess what? On your next trip to the grocery store, treat yourself to some bacon and put some Hatfield bacon in your cart. Head to SimplyHatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are
Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.